It's almost time to drop the puck. Hockey season is right around the corner, and we're chatting with Great Falls Americans head coach and goalie coming up on this episode of We're No Damn Experts.
Best damn podcast, the best damn town. You want to get up, get ready to get down.
Welcome to the greatest damn town in Montana, Great Falls. I'm Rebecca Ingham.
I'm Shanna Newth.
And we're no damn experts. I just want to say thank you to the people who did watch our Facebook Live Q&A. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And to apologize profusely to Jackson, who I called Josh.
As on the Facebook Live?
As our influencer for Western Art Week.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow. Didn't mean anything to you, did he?
He was my favorite, too.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lie, too.
You're going to have to apologize to him again now.
No. I liked them all equally, just like
but you
anybody
just said
with children.
That wasn't
said.
Your favorite. You can't have not have a favorite and all like them equally.
I said he was my favorite, and I said that's a lie. I like them all equally.
I thought you said he was not my favorite.
Oh, that would be mean.
I know. Mean. That's why I was like, you got to apologize again. Anyway.
Okay.
You're extra sassy today.
I am. And our guests are going to love it.
Not sure their faces are saying that, but okay. Just kidding. I'm going to introduce our guest now.
Okay. So you do your thing.
Yes. We are very excited. We're talking hockey today. Great Falls Americans. We have Coach Greg Sears and goaltender, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Caden Ryder. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Hey,
thanks for having us.
Yeah. Welcome to our humble podcast studio,
it's warm
Coach
in here already.
And goaltender.
Yeah.
So let's get this party started with all the basics. We want to know where you're from, how long you've been in Great Falls,
how you got to Great Falls.
Your first kiss. Yeah.
What it was like.
Uh-huh.
All right. And all those fun things.
Most embarrassing moments, of the things.
Mm-hmm. We're going to start with the goaltender.
All right, that works. My name's Caden Ryder. I'm from Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
So it's a town probably 10 to 15 minutes outside of Hershey, PA.
Okay.
So we have like the Hershey Bears, we have the Hershey's chocolate and all that fun stuff.
Do you like Hershey's chocolate?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you go extreme one way or the other.
Yeah.
You live by it.
It's great. Okay. I just go there for the free chocolate. You go on the ride and then
Absolutely.
They just give you a free chocolate bar at the end. So.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
When you get older, you might like Golden, Colorado, too. They give you tours of the brewery and then just give you beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when you get older.
Yeah, not old enough yet. Yeah. No. Just turned 19 and then this will be my second year in Great Falls.
Well, I've got a lot of questions for you after this, but let's
Get Greg going here.
What's your deal?
Yeah, no, thanks for having us. You know, we're excited to be here. This is going to be my seventh year in Great Falls.
Oh, man.
Originally from Webster, Wisconsin. Family, three kids and a wife here, and, you know, it's been our home now. So this is awesome. Awesome to come in and, you know, bring Kate in and you guys can grill him as much as you want, and he knows he's in for one. So
perfect. I want to ask you something, though.
Yeah. Ooh, first,
yeah,
coach,
did you come here for hockey, or was did hockey coaching happen after you were here already?
Yeah, well, you know, this is my 18th year overall, so I've kind of seen it all, and I've coached in Florida, in Georgia, Wisconsin.
Wait.
I knew we were going to go there right away.
Yes. You've coached hockey in all these places.
Yep.
So hockey must be big in the South.
I was like, Wisconsin makes sense.
I guess
it's on board with Wisconsin.
Yeah. Then you were at Florida.
My dream when I started coaching was to, you know, try to climb as high as I could, mm-hmm. but then it kind of rotated to it'd be nice to wear flip-flops to the rink every day.
Oh, that, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, get out of the cold weather and
try. That is quite a dream, isn't it?
Yeah. To do so we tried that a little bit, and, you know, my family was awesome enough to, you know, tag along, and then we got this opportunity a few years back, and, yeah, it's been awesome, so. Mm-hmm.
So we talk about the Great Falls Americans, which is the hockey team. I think we've said this, but I'm not sure. It's our hockey team.
I don't remember if we said the actual name of the team yet. We said hockey. Yeah.
So Great Falls is home to the Great Falls Americans. Mm-hmm. It's a hockey team that plays here in Great Falls. We're visiting with the coach and the goaltender. But when I tell people about our hockey team, I say things that might not be true.
you mean about like what? League and level and all of that.
Oh yeah. So maybe. I just say it's a minor league team, and they're like, "Oh, at what level?" I'm like,
"That's a baseball term."
And then they go, "Double A, Triple A." I'm like, "Triple A," and they're like, "Oh, awesome!" And I'm like, "I don't even know if any of that is correct."
Okay, can you please clear all of this up for us? Explain how this all works. Yes.
So we're classified as a Junior A Tier 3 hockey team in the United States. The league we play in is the NA3HL, which covers the North American Hockey League. We're an umbrella organization for that. Our guys are 16 to 20 in range. So
that's young.
Do you get kicked out after you're 20, or that's just...
Yeah.
Kind of. Okay. You got 1 year left, buddy.
Yeah.
Better make it good.
Yeah. Always. Right. So our goal is to move these guys to college. It's more of a college prep or pro or overseas, stuff like that. So it's a little different than other sports. These guys will leave here, be 21-year-old freshmen when they go to college.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Compared to the normal sports programs. But it's a life experience for these guys. Some will go on play college hockey. Some will play higher level junior or, you know, like I said, I think Dmitry Kulishov played for us last year. He's going to probably play overseas in Finland. So all kinds of opportunities for these guys.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially a lot of the guys are going away at home at a young age to pursue their dreams. So it definitely is great. It's a great thing.
That's what I was just going to ask. Mm-hmm. Like, you're 19 now. You said 14 is the youngest?
Nope, 16.
Okay. Yeah. I don't pay a lot of attention, so I apologize.
She warned you of this ahead of time.
So 16 to 20, that means someone's been getting ripped out of their family's homes. And, like, do they go to school? Are they... What's happening?
This is quite a way to put it.
I mean, personally, I left home at 15, so.
And your parents are like, "Good riddance, have fun."
No. It's quite opposite. They know what I have I've wanted to pursue a dream, so they gave me the opportunity to. So I moved to Philly when I was 15, and then New Jersey, and then Iowa, and then now I'm here. So
what did that look like?
Yeah, how do you get here? How do you get? Are you drafted? Are you recruited? What's the look like?
And then are you like homeschool, virtual school?
Are you going to school? Have you graduated from high school?
Yeah. I did all online school, so I finished like almost a year early so I could just pursue hockey. But yeah, I drive everywhere, and then they recruit me. Like the teams recruit you. There is drafts, but you can get drafted to specific leagues, but a lot of it's recruitment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is there like a scholarship in place? Are you getting paid? Or are you just getting food and roof over your head?
We have a really good billet. So they'll take care of you. They'll feed you. They'll take you to their family events and things like that.
Oh, so they're nice too.
Yeah, they're really,
really
nice.
We got nice people in town.
Yeah, really nice.
Yeah, so all the players are play. Are you with any other players at your
I'm by myself currently, but I've coached across the street for me, and then I have other players around me as well.
Gotcha.
So everyone's pretty close.
Okay.
So how does that, I imagine you're the one doing the drafting?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The draft is in the spring after the season for the upcoming year. We also have a tender system where we're recruiting kids around
Did
the
you
clock.
Say tender? Like tender. Swipe right?
Yeah, no, that's tender. These guys know about that. I don't. That was before my time.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of makes
kids
sense.
Kids on this like, table, on this you, end of the you. Table, don't use that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't use it, but I mean, that's what I'm like. Anyway.
But so it's a year long process. To continue to build these teams. We are lucky enough. We have some local guys this year, which is awesome. Those guys do go to high school at CMR, Great Falls High.
How do they do practice at 10:30 in the morning?
The schools have been awesome working with us. So a lot of them either have an open period or my son's actually on the team this year. Like he has he's taken two or three classes online.
Gotcha.
But the schools have been really good.
So are you the odd man out with your online schooling, or do most of the hockey players that are part of the Americans do their schooling online or have already finished their schooling online?
That's probably just preference, to be honest. Like, some kids have already done online, so they know the system of it, so they would rather do that. And then there's also kids that just, hey, I want to go to school. Like, I want to have friends. I want to be in the classroom setting. It's a lot easier that way for some kids. So
yeah, that makes sense. Just whatever works best for your learning and things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you play up at the Great Falls Iceplex.
That's correct, yep.
And anywhere you play, I mean, this is probably more to Coach because he was down in the South. You spent most of your time in the North. Man-made ice, I'm assuming, just flood it and get it cold. What's the process there?
Yeah, no, I mean,
asking how ice is made.
Yep, I just did
science
that
lesson. Here we go.
So we actually just got our ice, 2 weeks ago, right when we started training camp, was our first day on.
We
have a new rink manager, Aaron Leaf, who played for us last year.
Okay.
And he did an awesome job. It starts with just getting the building cold enough, and then the floor and.
So it really is just like making it a freezer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
There you go.
A lot of science to it, and Aaron does a good job. He takes classes, goes to Minnesota, places like that to try to get us the best ice we can. It's pretty good right now for it being 90 degrees outside.
So what makes good ice?
Just time and detail.
Okay. Can you tell, like, consistency of ice depending on the rink and
big
things
time, big
really
time. Some will be too soft, some will be too hard, like but Aaron does a really good job around
so
the
what
rink.
Do you want hard ice, soft ice?
I like it a little softer personally, but that just like everybody has a preference with that too, so
yeah, it's just I'm a basketball player. I really like soft ball. It's easier to
this is gonna sound really dumb, but I don't like being cold, so warmer.
No, I gathered that from the floor division.
Yeah. Yeah. Flip-flop thing.
Right.
And soft ice doesn't have, it's not like melting ice, it's just the
it's not melting at all.
Yeah. Is that different for like your position, maybe?
A little bit, yeah, because I have to move more like with my pads
like
across.
Yeah,
exactly. And I have to dig in a little bit more, depending if I want to get to the other side of the crease rather than them digging into skate and straight ahead of you. I'm more side to side movement.
Okay. That makes
sense. So let's dig into your evolution to be a goaltender. Have you always been the goaltender? What else have you,
no one else wanted to do it?
How about let's do like some basic education?
Yeah.
What are the positions on a hockey team?
Okay, so we got goalie, right defenseman, left defenseman, our wingers, and then our center.
Okay.
So there'll be five guys on the ice and then one goalie.
Okay.
You can have less, or sometimes you have less if there's penalties, correct?
Yeah, people
get in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if we get a penalty, we're a man down, or like say it's the end of the game, we're losing, he could pull me to the bench, say, hey, we need an extra guy, so I'll go to the bench, and then we'll get an extra skater out there to try to score a goal.
So you're not as, it's kind of the strategy thing, you're not as worried about tending the goal, you're just trying to
get a
goal.
Net.
Yeah. Okay.
I've seen that. I think those are, that's
me nervous.
A bold move.
Yeah.
I'm on board with it. I'm scared, but I'm on board with it.
Yeah.
So what are the other positions you've played?
I played center growing up. So I always played goalie and center. So when I wasn't in net, I played up. And then I kind of, around peewees, I had to switch to full-time goalie because they're like, all right, this is kind of getting ridiculous. You got to pick a position here. And then
at peewee, they made you, I mean, I don't know how old that is, but that doesn't sound old. They made you commit at peewee?
It's like five.
Like 12, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's like 12. Yeah, there's different levels when you're going up the youth ladder. Okay. So gotcha. Around like when I was 12, they're like, all right, you got to pick. So I flipped the coin and I landed on goalie and it's been good ever since. So
you don't regret that decision?
No, I don't, no.
In reality, if you're a spectator of hockey, it seems like the goalie's got kind of the cush job, except for those intense few minutes where everyone's down on your end of the goal or field or rink.
Ice.
I mean, it's not terrible, but then you'll get a guy that winds up and takes a 100-mile-an-hour slap shot at you. So
yeah,
and then
right
you'll
the
have
head.
People in front of the net. But yeah, you know, you definitely know your position, you know your role. So
okay,
just save the puck.
Okay,
where's the worst place you've taken a puck?
That is an awful question.
Why?
You know,
hockey player. No. I don't know.
Go ahead
maybe
and say
he's
it.
Never no, taken I know what it some spot. Yeah, but maybe, I don't know.
I know what you're thinking, but that's
I
not
do
the
too.
Place.
I got, do too.
The
no,
head.
No,
the neck.
No, no, the neck. I got, I left.
See?
Yeah. That hurt so bad. I left like a huge welt on my neck.
Oof. Oh my God.
A slap shot, and I wasn't really paying attention. It was in practice. It wasn't here, but it was a slap shot. I wasn't paying attention. It just hit me right in the neck, and that hurt really bad. Like, that was bad.
So what age did you start playing hockey?
Probably when I was about 4.
Oh.
So, but I played roller hockey first, and then I switched to ice hockey.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Yeah.
My cousins played, and then I was like, all right, I looked up to my cousins, so I was like, I got to play hockey now. So
nice.
It just led to that.
How about you? Were you playing long
Did
before
you, ever
you
play?
Were coaching?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I played all the way up, started when I was 4. A little old school. I grew up on the outdoor rink. You know, northern Wisconsin, so could just, you know, pack our stuff and go whenever we wanted. Mm-hmm. There was, you know, never any business hours like there is these days at our rinks. But, yeah, you know, played all the way through high school and played junior this level. Was recruited to St. Mary's University in Minnesota to play college hockey.
Nice.
Ended up playing college baseball.
Oh. It's quite a turn.
I played both.
Warm. It was warm.
It was warm. You know, we had summers in Wisconsin too. So, two sport guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just got back into it. Kind of fell into it. My old high school had a coaching change at the end of August when I was 23 years old. Didn't have a coach and asked if I would be interested and kind of fell into it and been doing it ever since. So
wow.
Yeah. You know,
did you play other sports? I mean, you're committed to this hockey thing, so.
Yeah, I played a ton. I played baseball, lacrosse, and football growing up. So
lacrosse. Yeah. We don't have that around here.
Well,
it's
we
great sport.
Kinda
yeah,
do.
I love it.
Just not high school stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So I played baseball all the way up to high school, then I kind of just wanted to focus on hockey, and then when I transferred schools when I was 15, my billet brother was like, hey, you got to play lacrosse. You got to try it out. So I tried it out, ended up starting on varsity, got college looks, and then I was like, that's way
too much
running, going back to hockey.
I'm really kind of a stand and guard the neck kind of guy.
Yeah, right. I was running up and down the field getting gas, so I was like, it's not going to work out.
But obviously still, like, decent enough at it. To
yeah.
Well, you're, like, catching stuff. I have no idea how to play lacrosse either, but I see... You know, I saw American Pie, so I know what it looks like.
You know? There you go. That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking as a goalie, like, it's fine. You get catching and batting stuff away.
There you
Works
go.
A similar skill set.
He's like,
lacrosse goalie is a different breed. They have no pads, and they're just getting balls shot at them. I play defense. I had, like, 6-foot pole where I just hit people, so it's different.
Nice.
A little bit different.
You guys got a new locker room. There's been updates at the rink, right?
Yeah. About a year ago, second season for Matt Leaf as our owner. Mm-hmm. First thing he did was come in and, build a locker room and a skill center where these guys can shoot. Awesome setup. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys got pro locker room, their own stalls. We got ping pong table in there. Got my own office.
Hey.
Ooh,
good deal.
Big time.
Big upgrade. Well, you got cable TV.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
We put an Xbox and PS4 up there last year.
Nice. So.
I'm against this. You need to be focused
we are,
not watching TV.
It's usually like after, like some of the guys will get together, watch college football or NFL or whatever, things
acceptable.
Like that.
Gotta have a break.
It depends on who's betting on what.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So don't shoot the messenger. My husband, not currently, but was a hockey ref for a lot of his life. He hasn't.
Her husband is her current husband. He's not a current ref.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did I say that weird?
The way it sounded was like, my husband, not currently. And I'm like,
I'm just going to by the way, news.
Here's some news.
No. My current husband who reffed for, he went like, I don't know all the terms, but he was a full-time like traveling ref in tier three for a while. And when he moved to Great Falls, he did a little reffing up there. He hasn't in a year or two, but I know that he would be very excited to see renovated space up there because it sounded, I have not been in there, but it sounded kind of like it was a shoebox before. So that was the ref spot. So.
Yeah. And not just our facility, like the rink each year is getting a little bit better. They've done a lot because I came here as a visiting coach, mm-hmm. you know, before. And I remember being like, this is rough.
Yeah.
But since I've been here, it's gotten better every year. I think our fans would probably agree too. And yeah. it's just more comfortable place to watch a game mm-hmm. than, you know, 7-8 years ago. But yeah, it's just attention to detail. Mm-hmm. People appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
How far away do you guys travel to play other teams, or how, you know, how many different teams do you play?
Well, Badlands, like 9 hours maybe. So yeah. okay. that would be our yeah. farthest game. So we'll go to South Dakota?
Rapid City.
Yeah, Rapid yeah. City. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we'll end up going
there. Geography wasn't part of yeah. the online I've courses that were needed.
Oh, wow.
I've been out of school for way too long. I gotta get my classes back. But no, we'll play Badlands, which is the farthest away, and then we'll end up playing Gillette in that route because they're along the way as well. They're in Kay. Wyoming, I think. Yeah.
Yep. Good job.
Yeah.
Look at that geography.
I know where I'm going.
Yeah, I've from my husband in his reffing experience, he said Gillette was like they needed police escorts out of there, and Gillette sounds like they're pretty intense.
Oh, yeah. We've had some interesting ones. Yeah, it's not just them. Our neighbors to the south are. Like that too.
Mm, yeah. Huh.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I used to fancy a player on the Gillette Wild. So,
oh, how recently?
Yeah. Whoa. Fancied is probably not the right term. That's probably a poor choice of terms.
Are you rethinking it because you were like, oh, this is last year, but that makes me sound real
no.
bad.
No. He's my adopted nephew.
Oh, yeah. You should have led with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was always courteous, so I just assumed the entire team was. Mm. So let's talk about rivalries. Who are we supposed to not like?
I'll start before you start. You know, it's
a long he's list. Had the public relations course.
Yeah,
the media training. We don't want to poke any. Yeah, not poking the bear, but we do have the defending champions in our division, and that's Helena.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Previously referenced neighbors to the south.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, and you know, kudos to them and tip a hat to them. Like what they've done over the last 3 years with their new ownership is, you know, where we're trying to get to. Mm-hmm. They came in there completely. Redid their program mm-hmm. and have been really, really good and hard to beat since. And their fan base has taken off too with, you know, success. I think they were 53-2 last year. And
Holy cow.
Yeah, a national champ. So, you know, obviously they set the bar.
They were
high.
National champs?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Okay. And set the bar. And
we've never really liked Helena anyway.
Yeah. You know, it's. You know, something we decided as a group that we needed to go up and try to compete with them. They're not going to come mm-hmm. back to us, like, just with their success. Their, mm-hmm. you know, kids want to play there. And, you know, that's why we're excited about this year's team, because we feel like it's been a while since we had a team that could go into, especially into their barn. I think they've won 40 in a row there.
Jeez.
Holy moly.
To try to take a game. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's good. Obviously, being so close, you're always going to have the rivalry, and they travel well as well. So. They'll have a good amount of fans at our games, and then the atmosphere there is crazy, and even when you go there, it's crazy. So we're definitely going to take a run at them this year, and we're hoping to win the series and win the whole thing as well.
Nice.
It's our turn.
When do you play Helena? How soon do you play
Helena?
Play
in week three. So
okay. End of September. Yeah.
When you're fresh. That's when you want them.
Yeah, good deal. And your season kicks off officially in terms of your first public game. You have kind of an inner, like a red and white scrimmage. And then first game September 6th, right?
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, we did our red and white game this past weekend.
Oh, right. Okay.
And yeah, we're just looking for Sheridan. We're getting everybody ready on the systems and everything like that. And we're just taking it one game at a time at this point.
Yeah. So talk to me about the spectator experience. Mm. Parkas and snow.
They don't know. They're not.
Yeah. Well, first of all, like, we'll go back to this weekend. We had an awesome turnout for an inter-squad game. There were a couple hundred people in there. I know we sold our fair share of beer. And
there's beer.
It's always good to support. Yeah, now she'll show up.
There we go.
Yeah.
But it's cold, and I'm kind of a fair weather fan.
But cold beer is good.
Yeah, but not when your hands are also freezing and your face is also freezing.
There's ways around that.
You shouldn't drink it through a straw.
No, I just meant gloves.
Gloves.
Well, okay. But there is heaters above where the spectators sit a little bit.
Yeah, and our building goes with the season, right? When it's warm right now, it's not too bad in there. I coached without a jacket, like, ooh. You know, that's, I know.
Big deal.
It's like, a good indicator. Me.
Keeps but, him happy for a little while.
You know, yeah. When it's 20 below, it's 20 below in there. It's, yeah. It's cold, so... yeah, you know, fans right now should enjoy that the good weather. It's mm-hmm. hasn't been too bad in there at all, but we do have heaters on the side of the fans.
How does that like 20 below cold air affect lungs as you're playing out there?
I'm just happy I have a lot of gear on. I stay nice and comfy. Yeah, I'm warm personally, yeah. But a lot of the guys, they'll have like their thin shirts on. Some guys don't wear shirts underneath their gear and they're freezing.
Yeah.
But obviously when you get moving, then you'll warm up and that's good.
It's like you want to be playing the whole time.
Yeah. Is there a little bit of orientation to some of the new kids that come in and be like, dude, it's going to get a little chilly here. If you're from Florida, you're going to want to put a layer on underneath your pads.
Yeah, it's been weird though, right? Like
last winter's not a good example.
I actually think, out of the six full seasons, I think we probably could have golfed around Christmas on three or four of them. Mm-hmm. So explaining to those, because every kid asks that question, hey, what's the weather like? And I'm like, it's actually pretty mild. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to get brutal couple weeks and we're going to get 3 feet of snow at some point. But, you know, with the winds and stuff, it's not a bad place. I prefer it to Wisconsin.
It's less humid, so you don't have that like bone-piercing cold. Oh. Yeah,
I came from a place where I was getting like an inch of snow, and we're canceling school, and we're getting 3 feet here, and everyone's still going. I'm like, no way.
Everything is normal. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I went to Texas one time, and my husband says to me, I was packing a coat. It's the middle of winter. I'm going to this horse cow event thing to do some photography stuff, and I'm packing my coat. And he's like, you're going to Texas. Why would you pack a coat? And I'm like, well, because it's winter, like it's still chilly. And he's like, you don't need a coat. So I don't pack my coat and I fly down to Amarillo, Texas. The people I was meeting pick me up. They had the worst snowstorm in Texas history. Uh-huh. They canceled school. They canceled everything that was going on. And it was pretty cold. And I called my husband and I said, guess what I needed today? And he goes, what? Coat. And he goes, oh, baloney. I'm like, turn on the news. Turns on the news. He's like, son of a gun. I'm like, yeah, I'm walking around here with one of my host's winter jackets on, looking like a teenager with my boyfriend's coat on and freezing my butt off.
Yeah. Never know what you're going to get.
You never know.
Yeah.
It can snow and be cold anywhere.
Yeah.
It's beautiful here, though, all the time.
Yes. Uh-huh. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. You just have to remember that. Yeah. Okay. So we talked a little bit about, you know, it's not too bad in there when it's warm outside. It's going to get real cold for the spectators. What's it like for you guys heading into this season? Like with new people, you're back for your second season, a leader on the team helping introduce these new guys to it. What's that like?
Yeah, you know, we have a great group of veteran guys coming back. So definitely the rookies will look up to us and they definitely take notes on the things that we're telling them. So it's all about following the systems and things like that, like what we tell them. Like, you'll learn a lot. Like, we came in last year, like, oh, these guys really know all what I was. Yeah, they know what they're talking about. Like, the veteran guys know what, like, needs to happen, and they just have been doing really good at following and
do
things like that.
Do you do the things like, oh, we're going to play this team, and this guy's, this is how he does it, and this is how to get under his skin, and if you're going to fight him, you need to start with an uppercut versus a... punch to the ribs.
I mean, obviously, we do our film on teams previously, so we know who to look out for, like what their habits are. So that's a key thing in film for sure.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So I think hockey does get this really great rap about the component that most people just want to dig into is the brawl on the ice that'll lead to penalties and time in the box. How do you handle that as a coach? To be like, we don't fight? Like, don't be stupid. This is not the way we resolve conflict. Or how is that actually handled at a coaching standpoint?
And league rules have changed too, haven't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
So start there. So the penalty for fighting now is a 5-minute penalty and a game ejection. So a player can't return to the game if they fight.
That seems like a major shift.
Yeah. So it obviously
don't resolve conflict with fighting.
They're trying to limit it, right? And there's still time and a place for it, as far as I'm concerned. You know, we have a couple what we would call patrolmen that take care of our top guys and make sure things don't get out of hand. But it's common sense. We're not out there trying to hurt anybody. It's just, you know, games get heated, and these guys are all young and play with a lot of emotion. And, you know, again, it's time and a place.
Yeah. I'm just going to insert this into that. So Jason, my husband, who is the ref, he's like, I think, has gotten frustrated with some of the rules because he's like, gets real chippy out there. And then he's like, I would rather see him just let him go, fight, and be done with it. Because he's like, if you don't let him fight, like, it builds and builds and builds, and it usually ends up in something bigger. And he's like, just let him.
Yeah.
In his opinion, he's like, as a ref, he's like, just let him do their thing, get it over with. And
100% agree with that. Like, if the kids are playing by the code, or, you know, the unwritten code of hockey, where you fight, you pick your stuff up and you carry on.
Yeah.
And there's no problem with it. It's the grudges that last two or three games. We play Helena 8 times. We play Butte 8 times.
Yeah.
Bozeman 8 times. So, like, those kind of build up. Compounds, and a lot of times we just like to get it over with and carry on. But, it's changed. It's changed a lot.
Mm. My goodness.
Do you get, are you involved in many fights over there as the goalie?
No, okay. Not at all. No. I don't think coach would like that one if I was the other goalie. Yeah, that would not be good. Yeah.
There's always one. There's a goalie fight a year in our league. Luckily, it was Bozeman and Helena last year, not us. Kept us under the radar.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
We don't need that bad press. No.
That's a pretty stiff, though, like the fighting penalty. I mean, that's a pretty stiff penalty now for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people will get hurt if there's not severe consequences.
Yep.
Yeah.
What else can you get penalties for?
Slashing, tripping, hitting a guy from behind, hooking.
Abuse of an official.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Goalie interference.
Coaches can get that one too, right?
Yeah. 100%.
I know Jason's gone. I don't know if
Jason. He might have had one or two.
I know. I was like, I don't know if I should bring up.
I was a little younger then.
Yeah.
I've grown up a little bit.
It was a bold move suggesting it on the podcast.
I know. I was like,
I usually wait until we go off air and go, so this is the situation, and then
see what
happens.
We are two different people, by the way. I'm not him, so don't. I don't even remember the names of coaches, but not you. He's had some really disrespectful extreme circumstances where he's like, not gonna do it. Nope.
And anyway, to add to, like, again, with Matt Leaf taking over ownership, he's taken the initiative. We just had a ref camp out here for young refs, and that's changed dramatically over the course of 2 or 3 years. Like, more local guys getting involved, but being trained the right way by the North American Hockey League brand has helped so much. And I think last year was a big step, and I think we just had 15 refs.
Yeah, 15.
Which is, you know, that's coach's nightmare, but
but they're needed, right? To continue to play the game, right?
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, and I know that they've been struggling to find guys for a while, so.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, to develop in the relationship, we're not against each other.
Right.
Like, it's all about the kids. This level is about the kids. It's not about the coaches or the refs. Like, we're trying to help these guys reach their goals. That was a big step last year.
Yeah. Good deal.
So we discussed that there's beer at the rink.
This is her favorite.
Sure
topic.
Is.
Yeah. Are there snacks like nachos and hot dogs?
Oh yeah, concessions stand, full concessions, everything.
Okay. And then, when your season starts in September, when does the regular season end? I'm not talking about playoffs.
Yeah,
kind of
I think
stuff.
Regular season ends first weekend of March.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. It's a pretty long season.
It's a big season. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, when you're playing everybody 8 times.
Yeah. Does a lot.
You get to know them intimately. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, are all the games in the evenings?
Yeah.
Most of them, yeah. I think there's like 2 maybe that aren't, but they're usually like 7 o'clock at night. So it's not bad. I think there was a couple like 3.
We have a couple special dates this year with, you know, we play New Year's Eve, maybe 6 o'clock. Mm. So I think we host Butte that night so we can get them home. And I think we were playing one up in Havre this year against Bozeman. But other than that, it's a Friday and Saturday night usually. Okay. 7 o'clock drop. I don't even know if we have any Sunday games this year.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's a pretty sweet gig.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? So I think there's these stereotypes sometimes about hockey or hockey players, or, you know, like everyone's missing their teeth and everyone's just fighting and all of that. What are some maybe stereotypes you want to, some myths you want to dispel here about hockey or hockey players?
Well, the one thing about the missing teeth that does happen, we had a couple guys lose their jibs last year.
Oh,
but,
no.
Some people think the hockey players are mean. They're usually the nicest guys around in the community. They'll always help out and things like that. I don't even know really the big stereotypes.
I'm trying. First thing that comes to mind is Ty Brander, a Canadian.
Oh.
Nicest guy ever.
He's
Canadian.
Yeah.
we love those Canadians.
A lot of times those guys get the, hey, they're big, tough, and mean.
Yeah.
It's not Brander for sure, but... these guys are like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Got good and bad and all people and all kinds and all sports.
I got to be at the rink the other day when you had your media day and kind of your, was that your very first
ever media
practice?
Day?
No.
Oh,
practice
mind.
For the season.
Thank you.
That was first day of practice.
Yeah. How, so from both of you perspective, like how was the first day out on the ice together?
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, we got the guys together, we got a little bit of chemistry going, and then obviously the conditioning part of it is what is a big thing. So some guys got to experience 45s for the first time. And
Is that when the guy puked?
It was.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so 45s are skating down and back three times, and you have to get in under 45 seconds.
Ooh.
Would cause some pukage, I think. Yeah.
It was good overall first day
for sure. And even the whole week as it progressed, it got better. So that's
so
what I thought.
Other than practice and sitting in your locker room watching cable TV, what else do you guys do to bond and develop that connection? Because you really don't want to be angry or upset with any of your teammates, I would have to assume, in order to be able to perform at the best level.
Yeah, no, a lot of guys hang out. We have upcoming Friday, we have a cabin trip. So all the guys are going out to the cabin and gets a chance to bond. There's no service out there. So
perfect.
No
the best
phones.
Thing you can
have
do.
To talk.
Yeah. Yep, everyone has to talk to each other, get to know each other. And even off the ice, like, we'll watch football games together. I know they're talking about getting a movie night at Krista's house. So it should be good. A lot of team bonding stuff. We'll have like a Halloween party where we'll get in our costumes, carve pumpkins, stuff like that too. So yeah, it's like little stuff.
Yeah, our billets are a big part of that. You know, families host different things.
Mm-hmm.
I know we got a fantasy football draft tonight.
Ooh.
But yeah, you know, there is a lot of downtime for these guys, and you know, most of them find jobs or are college courses or stuff like that. But you know, the Peak's been awesome for us. That's our workout facility. That's where the rest of the team is right now. And
You got to skip out on Peak time.
I'm going back. Don't worry. Yeah. I'll be there. I'll hear about it. Yeah. But I'm going to the Peak after.
Gotcha.
So your job really is to be a hockey player though. So how many hours is practice? Is it like 7 hours long?
No. Oh. We'll usually get to the locker room about 9:15, go on the ice at 10, and usually we'll be done at like 11:30, 11:45, and we'll get a shower and all that stuff, then head to the gym and work out. And then after that, you have the rest of your day to yourself to either continue to stay at the gym, or maybe if you're working, go to your job or hang out with your friends or stuff like that.
Nice.
It's perfectly set up for school pickup and drop off. These guys don't know that, but
yeah,
I can drop off
like,
the kids in
sense.
The morning, pick them up after school. Our day's done.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What does the rest of your life look like? When
you're not like
doing
after
hockey?
Practice, do you go to the gym and watch the boys work out, or do you work out with them? Or
My workout consists of the sauna and the hot tub.
Yeah.
It's a good workout.
Nice.
Loop those muscles.
Yeah,
up.
Maybe,
that's right.
Yeah, well, maybe mix something in. But, we do go as a team. Just like on ice, we have off ice. We have a program that they follow and they partner up, and we kind of make sure they're doing what they're supposed to do. You know, and then we mix things in like video. We had video today, and like you said, we pre-scout and try to mix it up. They, Peak's been awesome. They, you know, they let us do, we do some yoga, we do spin room, swim. The guys swim. Some of them can't swim, but, you know.
They can teach, they can learn.
Yeah, the good thing there's a shallow end.
I can swim. It's not me. I can swim.
It's all right if it's you.
No, I can swim.
The weird part is it's the Alaska guys. It's always been the Alaska guys that can't swim. And they're surrounded by water. But
yeah. Well, I guess it's pretty cold water. So
I'm not going swimming in that.
Do you do, speaking of that, do you guys do ice baths?
Some guys do, for sure.
Are you not one?
I don't do ice baths. It gets cold. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'll go to steam room and sauna, and then it gets all the bad stuff out of you. But I can't do cold.
I've seen plenty of hockey movies, so I have to ask. Does anybody do ballet? Dance? I mean, that's a thing.
What hockey movie is that from?
I don't remember. I could have my sports mixed up, but I think it's hockey.
We haven't done anything like that. We've done some like combat training. The girls will run us through at the peak.
Nice.
The BOGO water workout's probably my favorite. It's what do you call it? A paddleboard workout. So there's like 8 paddleboards.
Stand up on it and do
balance, and they have to get down, get back up.
Yeah,
that really kicks.
I would drown.
Yeah, I mean, me too. I don't go in. No way.
I think he needs to get out there with you guys on this stuff.
My first attempt onto a paddleboard ended with me in the water.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe it's not my thing. And then my nieces laughed at me and they're like, let us show you how it's done. I'm like, I'd rather not. I'll just take it away from you and you guys can't play with it anymore. And they're like, did you want to drag it on and fall in the water again? I'm like, yeah, we're done with you people.
It's good good cross training though, or you know,
it's awesome. Yeah.
And the yoga too. Like, don't underestimate that. It's good stuff.
So you're taking college courses online?
I did a little bit last year.
Okay.
But I'm probably gonna continue.
What kind of things are you studying?
I wanna do stuff in the kinesiology field. So it's like the movements.
I was just gonna say that.
The movements of your body and things like that. Yeah. So that's what interests me personally. But we have some guys doing like meteorology and business and
holy moly.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I like kinesiology. I had a couple of those classes in college. I liked those a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're fun.
They're good ones. Yeah. Okay, outside of this is your second year back in Great Falls. So I guess I'm hoping you didn't hate it the first time.
No, I loved it,
Tell me a little bit about what you like about Great Falls, kind of what you've first noticed and maybe notice more about it now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, the first drive out, it's a 32-hour drive. I think it was actually 36 because I come from New Jersey my first year out.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, holy cow, we're in the middle of nowhere. we have a town every 50 miles. I was like, we need to get gas or we're not going to have any gas.
I mean, 50 is being generous. No, yeah.
Yeah, but once I got here, I was like, it's a really cool town. And then once you get to know the people that are in the town, it's a whole different aspect because you'll see them go to the games or you'll see them out at a restaurant or just walk in the town. They'll always be talking. And yeah, it's just a great community. Everyone's really nice. And coming from the East Coast, everyone's kind of just minding your own business, but here everyone talks. So it's definitely a different aspect of coming from two different spots, but I really liked it out here.
Have you signed autographs? Do you have fans that are like,
I've signed some autographs, taken some pictures.
Nice.
Dmitry Kuleshov, who we mentioned earlier, we went to a Halloween store. They noticed who we were in there, but I think we were also wearing American stuff, so they asked for pictures and things like that. So yeah, it's really cool being involved with the fans and just the community itself.
Fun. How about you? You've been here, what did you say, 8 years now? Seven, eight years?
Just
people ask for your signature.
Starting the seventh.
Autograph?
No. Oh,
man. They don't want the coach's autograph, huh?
Yeah. I always think that's such crap.
Right?
So you give you high fives and some fist bumps on the way out, but
it's better than an alternative. Yeah.
Yeah. Seventh year already is crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, the biggest thing for us was finding a place for our family. You know, our youngest is 6 going into second grade and, you know, we're blessed to be over in Fox Farm in the Meadow Lark school district and all 3 kids have now, you know, gone to school there at some point. And so it's just become kind of our own little, you know, home, I guess.
Yeah.
And we're really not interested in going anywhere else anytime soon. So
awesome. Yeah. What do you guys like to do outside of hockey season?
Dang, we're all over the place. Youngest daughter's competitive cheer with the Rise program here, so she travels all over the place. And you know, Carson's on our team, and My daughter, she seems like she's got to try every single sport in the middle school right now. So
as you should.
The volleyball, track, and the viola and symphony. And so we're busy.
You find your passion.
Right. But it's awesome. And it's going fast.
I mean.
I'm just going to assume you don't do much skiing or snowshoeing in the winter.
not anymore. I mean, my wife is huge into skiing. Her family owned a ski hill back in Michigan.
Oh, nice.
But no, we really don't have time for much in the wintertime.
Yeah.
I snowboarded when I was little, but I think if I hopped on a snowboard now, I'd definitely break an ankle or something, so it would not be in the best interest.
Yeah, it's just like, don't injure yourself.
What kind of trouble would you get into if you injured yourself outside recreating?
That would not be good,
Coach?
What? Yeah, that doesn't go over well.
I saw that face, and people, let me tell you, it was definitely a face that says, no, players aren't allowed out of their bubble wrap during the season.
There may be a little bit in their contracts. It's something to do with that.
That makes sense.
You sign a contract?
Yeah.
Huh.
We sign a contract.
They're drafted players.
So this is like a real professional. I was right.
Are you
not? Well, not professional, because they don't get paid.
But
it's close.
Legit? Is that maybe more?
I don't know.
Did you think it was just like a, what did you think it was before?
I didn't think they were signing contracts. Oh. I thought they would just be like, come on and play. And they're like, okay.
Oh, no, this is a bigger deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sign a piece of paper that says you'll be in bed by 10 o'clock each night. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Do you have curfews?
It is 10:30.
10:30 curfew.
Wow.
Yeah. Drink during the season. Like, that's the thing I had to sign when I was in sports, didn't you? In high school?
I wouldn't drink in high school. I don't think I had to sign. That was just like, that's the law.
Yes, it's the law, but you are also supposed to say you aren't going to do that.
Oh, I don't remember that in high school. I think in college we did, because I ran college cross country and track, and I know we couldn't, like, I was like really discouraged to go skiing in the winter and stuff so you don't get injured. And yeah, I mean, there was extra ramifications. So yeah, we were
kind of
we probably did sign something that we weren't gonna drink in or something.
Well, that's my own experience then.
Yeah.
So do you have a lawyer and accountant and public relations team behind you as a player to review your contract and try to get you airtime and anything like that?
I have some people that look over that stuff. It's called my parents and my
advisor.
Pretty
handy.
Yeah.
Smart though. I mean, it's good to know what's in there.
Yeah, my parents are great. They always have my back and always look for stuff. So it's great to have them in my corner for sure.
Do they get to come out to many games?
No, they'll watch on TV though. So there's a system called NAL TV where it'll stream all our games. So especially for them being 2 hours ahead of us, they'll usually watch in the morning the next day.
Okay.
Nice.
Do you get then like an email that's like, hey, this is the things you could have done better? Or do you have good parents? And they're like, great game, honey. You looked amazing.
Yeah. So my mom would be a great game. Played amazing. Dad's just like, don't suck.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. But then he will say good game afterwards and stuff like that.
Good job.
Yeah, for sure.
So is there a frame of eligibility that the kids have? Because you were talking about 20, but that's kind of maybe there's some wiggle room.
Yeah, so it goes by birth year. So this year's age outs are 2004. So anybody in 2003 can't play for us. So technically they could turn 21 before the first and be 21 for the second half.
Okay.
Which could be a little bit of an issue, but it hasn't been in a few years. So.
Will you turn 20 during the season?
I'll turn 20 after the season.
Okay. So you technically would have one more year of eligibility.
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha. Coach, I don't think we heard we were talking about kind of the first practice, how it felt out there, things like that. What was it like from your perspective?
Yeah, the whole week was good. It's always exciting. Like, you see it from the guys, right? It's the first day of school. I tell everybody that. Like, it feels weird. Like, everybody's getting to know each other, kind of feeling each other out. But we put them through 12 practices in 6 days. So now it's kind of, like, hey, we're supposed to be. We're on to, focus on Sheridan next week. But for the first week, it's probably one of our best ones in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Just as the skill, there's a lot of skill out there. And I think we're the high character group. We'll see how that pans out. But no problem so far.
Good deal. Yeah, I thought I heard you when I was there like I could hear some of what you were saying to the guys at the end. And I thought you were saying something about like this was the best looking group that you'd had in a while, or it looked like a pretty strong group.
Yeah, no, talent wise, it's for sure right up there. But yeah, so we'll see how it plays out.
Would you actually tell your team
something different? Probably. Yeah. He knows me good enough.
I've coached three teams that are better than you people. I can't even put together a
puck. Maybe not in that exact phrasing.
I think a little bit of it.
But it's part of that coaching is building up and getting them positive. And
obviously, he's been around the game for a long time, so he knows what he's seeing out there.
Yeah. The guys know, we have, had success here, and we have a good tradition. Great Falls hockey is a good tradition. We've been in the championship series, I think three of the 6 years I've been here.
Nice.
So traditionally we're in the top four, and it's just we want to take that next step.
Yeah,
and obviously we know what he expects out of us, and then we also hold guys to standards as well. So we're definitely going to hold up to the standards this year, and we're going for it this year for sure.
Go ahead.
How can the crowd help you?
Help
you out in that.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. I mean, obviously, when we score goals and you get the crowd electric and they're loud, and that definitely gives us a lot of energy. Like, obviously, you look down the road, they pack house and they feed off that energy. But then, obviously, if we have our fans, we just keep building our energy off of it, and then it makes us play even better.
So just go and scream.
Cheer loud.
Yeah, cheer loud.
Everybody likes a winner, too, right? Mm-hmm. So getting off to a good start is important for us. I feel like... before COVID, we had a really good year. We were 43-8 or something like that. And I think we had close to 1,000 people in there every night.
Holy cow.
How many people does it hold?
1,500.
Wow. Perfect. Nice.
Yeah. Wow. And we had that last year in playoffs. We sold out against Helena. So it was cool to see.
Yeah.
My husband has taken to watching golf, which is an interesting, I think.
It's a good nap sport.
Age. Yeah. Differential, like you start to know what age you are when you've turned on the golf channel on Sundays.
I like watching golf. I watched it with my dad when I was little.
Okay, I'm not going to make fun of you with that then.
That's fine.
But when I'm watching the golf because it's on, I hear the crowd doing their best to, cheer for their player, and they scream things that I think are just hilarious, like,
get in the hole!
If I want to be a good spectator of hockey,
what phrase?
What are the cool phrases to scream? Like skate hard? Well, is it?
Here's a good idea for you, okay? You need to, first, when you get there, go down to our beer garden.
Okay.
Yes, you're picking up on that.
I didn't really need to be told that.
Spend a few bucks there, and then you go up the stairs on the end that their goalie will be at.
Okay.
And then you have free reign to,
just scream at them.
Drop whatever you'd like. And most teams in our division are like that. So there's a beer garden above the goalie. Yeah. They get free reign two periods out of three. Luckily, we switch ends one. So this guy's heard some things. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to be a positive cheerer.
You're a positive cheerer?
I want to support the Americans. What are the things I should scream?
Anything opposite of what my wife yells.
I crack up during games.
What is she yelling at you?
She's pretty intense. Oh. She doesn't like to lose. Neither does my six-year-old. She really doesn't.
Are they
like
personal attacks?
I don't know about that. But
well, I've done that in a sport I'm very passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
So
don't do that. And that's not what they need. Yeah.
No. I want to be positive. I want to scream things like skate hard or get it in the net or
See, we'd call push him down. We'd call those cookie cutter sayings. Yeah. But
then give me two good sayings. Two good. I don't want to be the weirdo screaming, get in the hole. I think that's the stupidest cheer on planet Earth.
I
don't know. Basic ones, just like, all right, like go white. Like, let's go. Let's pick it up.
Okay.
And
there
stuff
you
like
go.
That. Because usually we're white at home. So
go white. Go white.
That's a pretty basic one.
Don't say
I hear.
Go white people.
Right.
You got to be careful.
Go white. We're in a sports context. It's good.
Yes. Yeah.
So we got go white. Second one. Big one.
You can always encourage the refs to, get their heads out of there.
I've been
positive,
on that.
Positive, right?
They get yelled at a lot.
I went to.
That's helping them.
I'm a basketball fanatic. actually went to a basketball game to watch the ref. That was the first in my life. And I'm like, he made a call and I wanted to stand up and scream at him. I'm like, oh, but you're here to support him. Mm-hmm. So you probably shouldn't be. So that was a mind shift. That was not good.
Yeah, they're people too.
Yeah,
I remember the first game when Jason and I were first together. We were in Missoula. He was reffing a game in Missoula, and I was sitting in the stands watching. And there were people right next to me just belittling him. And I was like, I don't really know what to do in this situation.
Yeah. I was at a game and literally stood up to scream at the ref I was there to watch because it was not the right call. And I was like mid scream, and my husband pulls me down. He's like, are you seriously going to yell at your friend about them? Like, he has to know that was not a good call. We're that kind of an honest friendship there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was not good. It was so bad.
What if people yelled at you? You made a face when you were like, ooh, I've gotten.
I just.
That can maybe be repeated on the podcast.
I bet you they say things like, he's probably not very good at math. He can't do long division.
Mm. No, definitely not that stuff. Yeah. It goes right over my head. And obviously, the guys around me.
Does it get to you? Never?
No,
okay.
No. Usually, I'm pretty good at just blocking it out. Usually I'll laugh at it for a second because I'm like, these guys are like crazy. But then it goes right over my head, and like, you have the teammates like laughing with it, or they'll go after them. And then if they make a good play, they just look back up smiling at them. And then they usually shut up, but then it's good.
The goalie gets a lot of pressure though, because that's the.
It's like the quarterback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just say the fuck. One job. Yeah. Say the fuck.
I can imagine there's a lot of, you've got one job. Why can't you stop that puck?
Yeah, one job. Stop the puck.
Yeah.
Seems like it's so simple.
Seems
like you're big enough to.
I don't know. I can't do it.
If I don't let up a goal, I mean, we win
every game.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. No pressure. Well, do you like being that person? Do you like that pressure of that position?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Especially like overtime or shootouts. Like, it's always fun to be that guy where you can really change the game. Like, it's up to you. So. I like it being like the ball on my court, basketball term there. But it's really fun.
What should we yell specifically at you then in those situations?
Say the puck.
Yeah.
Don't suck.
You don't.
How about?
So you need those reminders?
Yeah. Get big. How about get big? Like fill the net.
There you go.
There we go.
Be a brick wall.
There you go. It's been fun learning about you two.
Thanks for putting up with us.
Yeah. A little bit more than. I've known about the game, but there's just those things you need to know and understand.
You don't want to assume anything.
No. Yeah. You got to learn. Mm-hmm. You got to learn. So, folks, you can buy your tickets for Great Falls Americans hockey online. Very reasonable. If you still have time to get a season ticket, you can go to all the games.
Mm-hmm. All how many?
84?
No, 47 games. 22 at home.
Oh, see, you can go to all 22 games, which is a fantastic
number. If you go right now, you can wear flip-flops, too.
Yeah.
Maybe bring a blanket, just in case.
Yeah. You might want to wear socks with your
but
sandals.
But two there, you can
wear. Yeah, two there, definitely. Change shoes outside.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a great experience. Another great season of Americans hockey with kids. Remember that they're kids and they're developing and growing. Try not to be too mean and awful. If you're... opposing team, we love that you're here, but behave yourself or we'll give you an escort out of town by our fine sheriff's department.
That's right.
It's happened to me.
We know him. You personally have been escorted out of a town by the sheriff because you were that nasty? Yes.
Not really nasty, just, you know, stating
exuberant.
Some of the obvious.
What sport?
Football.
What town?
In eastern Montana.
Okay. When?
It's not important.
Okay. Okay.
So thank you for being here. Play your heart out. Have fun. Don't be too mean to the kids. You know, all the good stuff. And if you need help figuring out when the Americans play, you can always look at our website, visit greatfallsmontana.org/events. We've got them all up there, the whole season. Every game, every home game is listed on our website. And if you need help figuring out what to do during the day before the hockey game starts, we got plenty of ideas there too. Heck, we've got like 190 some episodes of things you could do. Just go back and listen.
Episode 193 right here.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
See? So 193, important. Do goalies have numbers?
Yeah. Yep. I'm number one.
Of course
you're
you are.
Number one.
Are goalies always number one?
Some are. Okay. Usually, like, you'll get some 30 numbers in there, like 30, 31, 33.
I figured the goalie was always one.
No, not always. Look at you. Yeah, some. Most of them. No, some there are some. I don't know.
So thanks for being here. And folks, until we see your bright, smiling, happy, healthy, beautiful faces here in our fair, fair city, we hope you're creating amazing memories with your friends and family wherever you might be. We'll see you soon.
We're No Damn Experts is the recorded claims from Great Falls, Montana, covering what you need to know about this amazing damn town.